Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. You know, truly texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, and be part of the solution. Right? That way you're not part of the problem, you're part of the solution. So when you're, you know, talking to somebody or you're having a conversation with someone who may not agree with you, may not be on the same side of the page when it comes to the politics, the riots, the whatever, you're able to give them real fact and not feeling, not what you think might be going on. Right? I mean, I'm not talking, I'm serious. I hate when we spew the party line or spew a line that we hear, whether it's on Twitter or somewhere else, but my God, get it together. Make sure that we have something to fight with. That we're not sounding, I hate sounding like them. That just drives me out of my mind. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, look, with all these riots, it seems like COVID has been fixed. Or I don't want to say healed, but definitely not a big problem it was, apparently. Look at the rioters. They're letting them all in the streets. A lot of them have masks on, yes, but they're not 6 feet apart. I mean, can you imagine? You know, ABC, just before all this started, they put the numbers together, trying to figure out, you know, how bad the states that had opened up early, how bad it was for them. And so they took a look at 21 states that eased restrictions on May 4th or earlier. You ready for this? They found no major increase in hospitalization, deaths, or the percentage of people testing positive. Not one state. Right? I mean, seriously. South Carolina, Montana, Georgia, Mississippi, you know, South Dakota, Arkansas, Colorado, Idaho, Indiana, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Wyoming, Kansas City, or Kansas, I'm sorry, Florida, Indiana. I mean, go on and on. None of these states saw an uptick. Why do you think that was? Maybe this didn't spread the way they were telling us it was going to. I'm just saying maybe. I don't know for sure. My crystal ball doesn't work. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So you have COVID that was kind of dying away there, right? They couldn't get much more traction with it. So they had to go for something else. I mean, these things are devastating. These are big deals. These things are devastating to the average economy, the average world. You know, the other thing I want to mention, it seems to be still, they're still holding it up as something that started these riots. Can you really tell me with a straight face, without blinking, that Donald Trump tweeting, first the looting, then the shooting, that started all of this? You really believe that? Because if you do, you're what I used to call easy. You're an easy mark. First of all, what he was, he wasn't saying, you start looting, we'll start shooting. People are going to start shooting you. People are going to protect their goods. They're going to start taking care of their stuff, protecting their property. They're allowed to do that. No, really, I'm just finding this amazing. They're trying to take anything he says and twist it, anything he does and twist it. Remember, people, he's a Democrat-run cities. These cities have been, I don't know, what do you call it? What do you, mold. They've had Democrat mold in them, some of them for 50, 60, 70 years. You cannot blame that on Republicans in any way, shape, manner, or form. Would never wash. And I guess, I don't know. I look at this, and I keep going back and forth with this and saying, I don't know how you make people feel better with this. You're not going to, it's not going to easily, you know, Kimberly brought something up that's so true. How does this make George Floyd's memory any better? You know, for those of you who were around for Rodney King, what do you remember more than Rodney King's beating? Let's just, right? Some of you, if you're honest, what you remember is 6 days of rioting, right? 6 or 7 days, I don't remember what it was. Of rioting. Reginald Denny, right? I remember that name. He was nothing. Truck driver. Dragged out of his truck at an intersection when the cops took off. And beaten. Beaten to the point where he couldn't even speak anymore. Rodney King became a second thought. A back burner person. Right? I mean, think about it. So, how does that fix? How does this looting and smashing and setting places on fire, how does that fix George Floyd's issue? What happened to him? It doesn't. Doesn't do anything for it. Makes it worse. Now, I did see people in the community trying to protect themselves, trying to save it. That was great. No, I mean that sincerely. That was great. I love seeing those people standing out in front of their stores with their rifles ready to protect themselves, to protect the stores. And that's what you need to do. That's why the Second Amendment is so important. Because as you saw, the cops weren't going to protect you. They couldn't. The elected officials, the ones that you elected, wouldn't let them. Dr. B joins me after the break. Let's see what we can do to help you mentally deal with this issue. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been
producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-Step Guide to Immunity for Life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
We are back. Good girls, great masterpiece. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, seriously, some of you, this is weighing heavy on. You know, you look at the stuff happening, you're watching television, and you're trying to figure out, you know, how do I deal with all this? Why do people, why would somebody do something like this, right? I mean, that's how I feel. I look at that sometimes. I can't imagine. I'm watching that guy beat a woman with a 2x4. Beat a woman. Little Asian woman, and I'm not making fun of Asian people. If you think I am, then change the channel. But seriously, beating this little woman, and you're such a man, because you have a 2x4, okay? You're big and burly, and you're beating a woman. I wonder how you treat your wife. Is that how you treat your mother? And these guys, they think they're tough. And I look at that, and I go, What kind of a person? What is going on between the ears? If there's anything that's sparking between the ears that makes them do something like that. Now, I got a street answer for that, but I'm not so sure I could still be on the radio after I used it. So I'm going to bring in somebody with a lot more brains than I am that can figure this out, and that's Dr. Bridget Melson. She joins us every week. I like to call her Dr. B, and I so much appreciate, you know, her time with us. She has an MS, and I'm going to have you rewrite me a short bio for you, because some of these words, I not only can't I spell if I had to on my own, I can't say, right? So...
Right. Well, hey, it's just Dr. B. I'm really nobody.
You're nobody. You're nobody that got elected to an office, and I love that. I love the fact that you're another one that took up the mantle and said, I can't just sit here and complain about it. I need to go do something. I need to get involved and get engaged so that I can make a change. And you went. You got elected to a city council in Texas, didn't you?
I did. You know, after 46 years in California, we moved to Texas. I was here 2 years. I was actually asked to fill a vacant seat and run for office. I ran. I won by over 70%. And here I am, and I love it. You know, yep. In times like this especially, it's awesome because I just called the chief of police today, and I said, what can I do for you? What are we doing? How's it going? You know, how can I support you? And it's just neat to be able to be on those front lines and support.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Our city government. They need it.
Yeah, they do. They need to feel like they're doing the right thing. They need to feel like they've got support behind them. And being on a school board is kind of the same thing here. You know, you call them and say, okay, what do we need to do? How do we get in line with you? How do we make sure that your job is a little easier in keeping our kids safe? You know what I'm saying? So it's a whole different thing.
Yeah, and with, you know, to piggyback off of that, just I wanted to add that I did talk to our chief here, and I also talked to Assistant Chief of Police of a major, and I don't want to use his name or his agency, but of a major agency in Southern California. And just so people know, neither of them think this is about race, and I'm probably going to blow people's minds. I don't think this has anything to do with race. I think that it is detrimental to keep filling our children's minds.
Yep.
That this is about race, and it's why we're so behind. But I will tell you, they said that it was a bad apple. Within the department, they do not support this police officer. Protocol is when somebody is under distress that you help them. That is the law. You have to give them aid. There was no reason to be on, you know, kneeling on his neck for over 8 minutes that they had it. Whether he resisted originally, which he did, or whether he was intoxicated, which it looks like he was, does not matter. Once you're cuffed, the law changes. So, just so
right.
Everyone knows.
Oh, yeah, you can't go anywhere. You can't do it. Now, listen, we've been talking about this. You tell me if we're wrong, but we've been saying this from the beginning where I've said a dozen times, hey, look, here's the problem. The country was on the side of the victim in this case. The country was mostly
everybody
saying, hey, this was wrong. Everything about this smells bad. You know?
Yeah, no, I have not spoken to one person who says otherwise. We all get it, and our hearts are in it, and yeah, and we know that a lot of this is staged and planned, but there are people, there are children, there are teenagers that are jumping in, and a lot of them have the risk factors that would allow, you know, I don't know, the participants in all of this, they just, I'm looking, literally was researching what rioters look like, what looters look like. They can be easily swayed, which they have been by Antifa, right? They have that herd mentality to follow. They have had mental health issues themselves, lower socioeconomic status. And that doesn't mean that all these people are going to become, I grew up poorer than poor, and I never rioted. Exposure to violence, interpersonal conflicts, right? Frequent social media use and lack of social support.
No way. Frequent social media use?
Social media.
That doesn't make you, that doesn't hurt you. Anyway.
Right. Again. So, yeah, I'm ready to talk. Ready to talk about what parents
do. No. I need you to, listen, I'm just, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to make myself a sandwich and you go for it because I do not understand. First of all, a couple things I don't understand. I don't understand how anybody with two IQ digits can bring their son or daughter at a very young age. I don't know if you saw that today, little young girl, and they were spraying her with pepper spray on purpose to get her used to it. bringing her to a protest. And I'm going, you two parents, you should be in custody. Okay? That's number one. Number two is, how do you walk up to somebody? I don't know if you heard my intro, but how do you walk up to somebody? A little Asian woman. You're 6 foot six. You're built like the Hulk, and you're beating her with a 2x4. Other than possession, what else is that about?
I watched that yesterday, and I also watched the gentleman that was not that big in stature as well here in Texas, where they, you know, broke his bones. They broke him down, and I heard that he had passed away, but I'm not sure if he had died yet, where they beat him with skateboards, and all they were doing.
Yeah, he looked pretty bad, didn't he?
Oh. He looked horrible, just protecting their livelihood, and it's heartbreaking. You know, it's half a mental health issue, and it's more so a heart and depravity issue. I don't want to insult all my clients and those that really deal with mental health issues to say it's 100% that, because it's not. It's a heart issue. I already wrote an article on it. It's on LinkedIn about how this has to do with a heart issue for the country. It really has little to do with race. If it was a race issue, then whites and Hispanics and Asians would be standing up against, what happened and not in support of law enforcement. So this is where the schools, this is where professors, this is where the parents who are even continuing past and present to talk about and making this a race issue are at fault. And I have a headache today because I'm so tired of debating people and educating. Really, I don't choose to debate. I discuss. When it becomes a debate, I retreat. So I'll tell you why it's parents and school's fault.
On the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Hey, I'm good with that. You know, from an education standpoint, much of this is all about ignorance. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a video conference with governors, President Donald Trump called them weak and demanded tougher crackdowns on burning, looting, and other violence among the demonstrations. He also said the governors are making themselves look like fools for not calling up more of the National Guard as a show of force on city streets. Houston Chief of Police Art Acevedo was in an interview on CNN and had his response to the president's comments.
Let me just say this to the President of the United States on behalf of the police chiefs in this country. Please, if you don't have something constructive to say, keep your mouth shut. This is not about dominating. It's about winning hearts and minds. And let's be clear. We do not want people to confuse kindness with weakness. But we don't want ignorance. Speaking for my colleagues across the country where their officers are being injured, community members are being injured, and we need leadership now more than ever.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
I wonder if anybody get arrested for not keeping their 6 foot. I mean, they're not arresting any rioters. I would think that they should be at least arrested for not keeping the 6 foot distance. I don't know, I'm just saying. I mean, in Los Angeles, you can actually go to jail and get fined up to $1,000 a day for not wearing a mask. So I wonder how many of those rioters, if they won't arrest them for rioting, maybe they'll arrest them for, you know, breaking the, I don't know, the COVID-19 guidelines or whatever. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Hey, what do you want from me? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation, part of the solution, like I like to say, because there is a lot going on out there, and you can't just take everything that comes across. You can't just take everything you see coming across your cell phone. Because I know that some of you, that's the only place you get information, which still floors me. Because some of you are adults. I think you can figure this out. You don't need me telling you. That's like, what was the, you know, Dr. Bridget's going to have to help me out here. So Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does all the time. Well, remember what it was? It was like, only believe half of what you see and nothing of what you hear, or something like that?
Yes.
Right? I mean, yes. Today, you see this stuff on Twitter, on Facebook, on everything, and you're trying to figure out, okay, what's real? Don't look at it. Don't say anything.
Right. You know, and the ideas that people are coming up with how to change this and who they're blaming, and, oh, it's all just a little bit of a mess. Although we're America. We're okay.
We already have Congress people say we need a $3 trillion reparation bill.
Yes.
Like, really? Yeah. Because I'm,
yes.
cause I'm
yeah.
guilty
yeah.
of slavery. Right. Okay. Anyhow.
Yeah, I don't, it's not going to happen. I don't have, yeah, never mind. I'm not going to even say what I was going to say. There's a Professor Sheldon. He's a sociology professor. And, you know, he was asked what do we need to create change? What is this? You know, this, what's going on? And he says it can't be random. It's all about policy. We need new policy. not blaming the people, the rioters, not blaming any parents, not blaming the propaganda our kids get, but we need new policy. It falls on the president. And like, okay. This is, policy is going to change all of this. Again, it takes from the heart. It even takes, not that I think this is a race issue, but it even takes from the people that are saying that by saying we just need policy.
I don't even, anyway.
That just blows my mind. Again, yes, let someone else take responsibility. Nobody wants to take responsibility. And then, you know, I read a couple studies that have been done, ICM polls and things like that, about what the public thinks is going on and what they think is the problem. 86% of the public, and these are people that are on the outskirts mostly, cited poor parenting. That's
wow.
The main cause of the riots. Yeah, 86%.
That should start World War III. You telling me I'm not raising my kid right? Is that what you're saying?
Can you imagine that? That was a worldwide poll. They said 86%. It was the factor that was most likely to be blamed by the public. So, just interesting.
Well,
I thought. Interesting.
Well, think about it. Was it there was one that black father who was out there. He's a store owner, and he was talking about how he was listening to the parents sending their kids in, teaching their kids to destroy the store and take things out of the store. He said, why would they teach their kids to do this? Right?
Right. You know, and then you go and pull the rioters. They actually have pulled rioters after this. This is interesting. And they pulled them in 92, you know, the L.A. riots. And 40% of the rioters that were actually involved said parenting was an important factor. So 40% of them, of the actual rioters said it was the parents' fault that they were there rioting.
Wow.
It just hurts my head.
Oh, yeah, listen. Back when the Baltimore riots happened, I had so many people mad at me because remember the black mom that went down and they had a video of her slapping a kid around because he lied to her and he went down there, right?
Yes.
And,
yes.
Oh, it was great. As a matter of fact, one of the guys that I got in the show for years kept coming back on because he called me when that happened and he defended me and he said, look, you're right. You know, here's a mom because we all... The perception that's put out there, and it's wrong, and I know it's wrong, is that, you know, most black moms, they don't care about their kids. They're just doing whatever they're doing, and they're collecting welfare. It's all garbage, bunk, whatever you want to say, right? So I said, here's a woman that shows you, that proves that's not true. And she cares about her son. And she left her job to go down there to take care of her son. And, man... The storm started, and he came on, and he said, Joe, I'm a black man, and you're right. You know?
Wow.
Right. You know, and people would say, well, you just liked it because, you know, you saw a black woman beating on her son. No, I liked it because I saw a mom taking care of business.
Well, of course, and I saw another one on Saturday night. Another mom walked up. And I believe it was in Nashville, walked up to her son and said, excuse me, I've been texting you. I've been, you know, and he's got a whole buttload of stuff that he's carrying. And he's, but mom, you know, I'm like, well, and there's three types. There's three types of mentality we're going to see. This is just what it's going to be. If I'm not doing it because it's not my moral code, that's just what they're going to say, right? Instant gratification, not my moral code. I want what I want. Or my parents will be disappointed, but my peers mean more to me. We see that a lot, where peers and friends mean more to them than parents. That's the gangster mentality. That's the thug mentality.
Yep, that's right.
And then last is, I wasn't taught to have a moral code. I wasn't taught to value anything. And you're going to fall in one of those three. Either it's my moral code and I'm not going to do it. Like my kids, they're not trying to get out there. They think it's ridiculous. They wouldn't even think about it. They don't even understand it. My parents would be disappointed. But whatever. Or I just wasn't ever taught to have it. So it's deeper than a hate for the country. I keep hearing that narrative as well. It's deeper than just racism. It's not even that, because we're all on your side. We understand it. But it's about hating God. It's about hating goodness. It's about not wanting to be convicted, and it's about not wanting to obey authority.
Yeah, no.
Social media, look at it. We're blanketed with
well, I blame social media is a big part of this because it's it's a cold relationship. It's a cold connection. I mean, right? I mean, you're not seeing anybody's, you're not sensing whether you're hurting their feelings or not. You're not seeing their facial expressions. None of that, are you?
No, and it's really easy to not have that conviction because, well, everyone's doing it. You know, we used to say that all the time. Well, everybody's doing it. Okay, so right, you jump off a bridge or you do it. But
there you go. I was waiting for that. Thank you for doing that, by the way. You didn't disappoint me.
Yes. It's scary to me, the mentality that we're seeing. And I honestly get it. You can't blame a parent if they're giving their teens, their children, the right tools. If they don't use them, it's ultimately not their fault, the parent's fault. So I get it. I've seen both. You know, there's some kids that just were born, you know, wanting to, you know, seek different pathways than right. the parents. But we still have to do our jobs. What do parents need to do? Trust but verify. That's what I'm seeing. It's not happening. I'm seeing story after story after story, and I'm reading these articles of rioters, teen rioters that have been interviewed that they were, and I will tell you real quick before I go on about that. The age range of these, 74% of these rioters right now they're finding are age 10 to 24.
Oh, come on.
And then they're.
Really?
Yes. No, that's, yes. Across the U.S., that's the average that we're seeing. And then, 18 to 24 is the next. Now, this is just one study, and I don't know how many cities it encompasses. But that shocked me. So I'm not sure if I believe that or not. I feel like I'm seeing, I don't know, I see a lot of teens and young, early 20s people. What have you experienced? Have you seen older adults?
I've been watching, and you're right, I'm seeing younger people. I don't know about 10, but I'm seeing younger people, probably late teens, early 20s, maybe up into the 30s as I've watched them and
right.
watched them move through. I get a kick out of the fact that a lot of them are so courageous that they're wearing masks. They're so courageous that they have their heads covered and they've got bricks and they're beating people that are
right.
smaller and lighter than them. That's how courageous they are. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, and that one guy, probably like, you know, 18 years old, was asked by a reporter why he was still wearing a face mask. You're outside. Why are you wearing a face mask? Because I'm on probation, and that's illegal. So I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, it's perfect. I love it. God bless America. Where stupidity runs rampant. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Triple Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, part of the conversation as a whole. And I really mean that sincerely. I want you involved. I want you engaged. But I don't want you, what I don't want you doing, is simply repeating what Twitter and the rest of them are doing. Don't do that. Please don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, then you know better than the people you rail against. And I'm on you every night for this because it's real. I see it happen on a regular basis. Use your own brain. Put things together. Check me out. Don't take everything I say as gospel truth. I make mistakes, so don't go out there just spewing it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Dr. Bridget Milson joins us on Monday for what do we call it? Mental Health Mondays. And, man, people need a lot of
mental
help right now.
Mental Health Monday.
You know, well, listen.
When you look at those crowds
beating on each other, well, look at it's got to play havoc with your head. You've got to sit there and go, I don't understand. You know?
Right, absolutely. And the PTSD, the post-traumatic stress, well, they call it PTS now, because it's not really a disorder, you know, that kind of insults veterans at this point. But the PTS effect is up to 41% of people that have actually experienced or seen or been a part of the riots. You're even watching it on TV, up to 41% of the population can be affected with PTS, nightmares, anxiety. And you're causing this. You're causing your kids to have this as well. I just want to talk to parents for a second and remind them that it's okay to talk to them age appropriately so. And, if they're little, you don't need to say, hey, sit down in front of the YouTube, look at this, you know, sweet Asian lady getting beat up. You know, that's not appropriate. What you can do to small kids, if you want to start and be developmentally appropriate, is just say, hey, mom and dad might be a little tense right now because, you know, there's some issues going on with, you know, America politically and heart-wise. So that's where you stop it. Then you get up to, you know, say, you know, sixth grade, middle school. Then you start to talk about it. And I would bring it up because they feel it. Kids are so smart, and they all apparently have social media access now. So It's really important to talk about it. I'm literally in the top 5% of psychologists who think that it's not okay to tell them and bring up police brutality and racism as a major factor. The hate mail, I can see people are typing right now. They say police brutality like it's this blanketed thing that happens in the department. And again, talking to the chief of police of my town and assistant chief today, it's not about that. It is literally about just bad deeds, and they are in every, hate to break it to you, they work for Amazon sometimes. They serve you coffee sometimes. They work in your office sometimes. There are just people with bad hearts. It's just what it is.
Oh, wait a minute. This is not just the police department. This is, like you say, but this is teachers, right? Government officials. Don't give me this stuff to where we're walking around with a holier-than-thou attitude. Look, I'm going to bring up something political. In Chicago, you people keep voting in like the mayor of Chicago right now, and you still get every weekend you lose 10, 12, 15 young black Americans, and somehow it's a white Republican's fault. All right. Either you're totally uneducated,
right?
Or totally uninformed, or you really don't care about your own people. It really, that's what it boils down to for Joe. Sorry, Dr. B. Do I need psychiatric care now?
No, you said in the beginning, in your intro as we were coming in to the segment, think for yourselves. Do your own research. Don't just have this herd mentality, and I really want people to hear that. I think that's one of the most profound things that you can say to your audience and your listeners. Think for yourself, and you know what? Conservatives are guilty of this as well, and they need to hear that. It is not just the Democrats' issue. It is a worldwide issue, because look at the television. This is what breeds this, is because we don't think for ourselves. We do not vote in the right people. And I'm so glad you brought it up, because as you can see, it's got me a little irritated when people do not think for themselves. Even challenge Joe. Challenge me. Go look it up. It's easy. You got this thing called Google. This is where social media is incredible. You can hop on and find out and check your facts. So, And again, if parents aren't doing this is where it's a parent issue, then your kids aren't going to do it. You have to teach them as well how to look up facts and how to really choose appropriately who to follow, who to read, what YouTube videos to look at. Keep them off Twitter as well. You know, just we've got to be in their business.
You're such an old fart. You know, our parents thought our music was bad and all. You know, this is the stuff I get all the time. You know, yeah. You sound like my dad in the 70s. But you know what? We didn't have this kind of violence. We didn't have video games where you're allowed to have sex after you stole 3 cars and shot 2 cops, right? We didn't have all of this.
That's horrible.
We didn't have on-demand porn, you know? And it's just amazing to me that parents won't parent.
No, ODS, I call it, on-demand send. You can get it whenever you want, and you can get it fed.
I like that.
Hand-fed, spoon-fed to on-demand send. It's there. Here's the elephant in the room, right? Sorry.
Go for it.
Evil, put a D in front of it, and that's the dude. That is the dude that is doing this. There is an enemy. There is evil. There is good. And, yes, we can pray. I love it. I'm a huge prayer warrior. But we also, when we say amen, we also have to then go teach our kids that there is also an evil force. And there is sin. And there is conviction. And that we need to listen to it. Because if you do not listen to the conviction in your heart, you do not listen to that little tug and that instinct, it will go away. It's biblical, and I've seen it. It's mental, and it will go away. You stop listening to it, God's going to say, hey, okay, it's called free will. He's not going to make you listen to it. Parents have got to really instill that.
What's that scripture? Resist the devil, and he will flee, period.
Flee from you, yes.
Right? Not maybe,
yes.
Kind of, sort of. It depends on how long. I mean, seriously, these people.
Yes.
Don't
it's James 4:7. I love James, my favorite book.
That's my favorite
God.
Book, right? I mean, seriously,
isn't
when you think
it?
About
I
it.
I love James.
He's God's drill sergeant, isn't he? Hey, either
totally
do it or don't do it.
Up in your face.
A double-minded man gets buckus, okay? I should write my own version of the Bible. I really should.
Well, good. James, right? He begins with, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. Okay. I got to read some more because I do not understand why we should consider it joy when we encounter various trials. But then you continue, right, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. I have it memorized. I can't tell you how much I love James.
Endurance.
Because that's my go-to.
My God. I could be a marathon runner around the globe at this point, but that's beside the point. Story from the
Oh, gosh.
You know, it's people don't realize, you know, again, you're in, and I'm kind of veering off a little bit. So, you know, you've gone into public service. I'm in public service. And people don't realize that it's not just something. If I did this just because I was full of myself, right, I would have run for city council, then for Congress. Because that's what people had brought up to me. But God didn't put city council and Congress on my heart. God put the kids on my heart. God put the school board on my heart. Because that's where, as to what you're saying today, where education starts, right? That's where we got to get these kids educated. We've got to get them seeing. I'm not going to read it, and I'm not going to really give up the name, but I got such a nice note from a young lady today from high school, like I did, you know. And every year you start to find out that you're these young kids are going, I'm glad we had a voice. I'm glad we had somebody to stick up for us. Well, for me, what does that mean? They know who I am. I know who I am, so I know exactly what they're talking about. You know what I mean?
I love it. Yeah. No, I love it. And I think that you're so right that it was a calling for you to care about the kids. And I do, too. But
yes.
I needed to – my calling is also to convict politicians, and especially the ones that are going to call themselves Christians. So,
but young ladies are going to see you up there. They're going to see you fighting the good fight for God, doing the right thing for the people, okay, and not caring about public pulse. And that's going to turn somebody on to live out their faith in the public eye. We've lost that.
Well, we have lost it. And, you know, people are always watching. I want people to know. People are always watching you. If you're going to call yourself a Christ follower, I don't even say Christian anymore because everybody lumps themselves into Christians. You'll never see Christian on anything I write. Well, rarely. Maybe once or twice. But I'm all into being a Christ follower because that having to say I'm a Christ follower is a little more convicting. But when we were doing the debates for city council or town council, I was asked a question. And then I was asked to give, you know, a speech at the end, just a quick little, you know, 1 minute on why I want to be. And it was all about the people. It was all about serving. It's all about keeping politicians accountable and being transparent. And one of the council members that has been on for a while that is not a Christian, I don't think, I can't judge the heart, but he doesn't ask it, came up to me, and he also talked to my husband. And he's like, well, she just, like, spoke right through me about all her conviction and her passion, and he was blown away. And I'm like, oh, wow, he's the last guy that I thought would really be affected. But we are. So parents need to step up. I want to say acknowledge the unfairness, acknowledge the possibility of change, and instill a moral code.
Bingo! That's right. And we'll get this more next week, I promise. And soon, well, I'm not going to spill the beans. We'll talk about this later. Anyway, Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonia Smith joins me in the next segment. As you know, she's a black woman, and she's got something to say. We'll be back in a bit.